Stephon Diggs caught 85 passes for 1,013 yards last season, 18th most total half PPR points at the position, and as of July 2nd, he does not have a team. That sentence is the entire price. Receiver 57, pick 143. The market isn't grading the tape, it's grading the phone that isn't ringing. The season, because it deserves its own paragraph before the circumstances swallow it. All 17 games for New England, 85 catches on 102 targets, an 83% catch rate for 1,013 yards and 4 scores. 9.9 half PPR points a game, 26th among receivers per game, 18th in total, a 21% target share on a 14-3 team that reached the Super Bowl. And he led that team in catches and in receiving yards. Every position counted. It was a comeback season too, his first full year back from the ACL tear of October 2024. The career is the resume of a decade, 7 seasons of 1,000 plus receiving yards in the 10 years our data covers, including 6 straight from 2018 through 2023. The per game line has stepped down in stages, 16s at the Buffalo peak, 13s, then last year's 9-9, which is what a route runner's 30s look like when they go well. He turns 33 during the season, per PFN. The pattern beat. Our library has no receiver aging cliff. The one aging pattern we've validated is running backs only, and we don't borrow patterns across positions, however convenient the borrowing would be today. What it does have is P2, targets per game replicate at 0.79. When there's a depth chart to replicate onto, there isn't one. No pattern conditions on free agency in July. We checked because this episode made us want one. Muffed! The circumstances, dated and quick. New England released him March 11th. Cap mechanics per ESPN, a $6 million guarantee about to vest, a cap number about to jump. The legal cloud that shadowed his spring is resolved, acquitted on all counts May 5th, and the league closed its conduct review June 12th with no discipline, per the Washington Post and ESPN. Since then, reported interest framing around Washington, his hometown, which he addressed himself on Fox 5 DC in mid-June, not ruling it out, quote, 100% considered it. Bleacher Report's late June landing spot survey framed the realistic offer as short and under $10 million a year. PFN's explainers cite the age, the ACL on the ledger, and the price. No visit has been concretely reported. The market that produced a 1,000-yard season now produces think pieces. The price. WR57 at pick 143 for last season's WR18 by total. A 2-tier discount for a roster spot that doesn't exist yet. Our verdict, watch list. We can't underwrite a target share on a team that hasn't signed him, and we won't pretend a 1,000-yard receiver evaporates at 32 either. The caveat is the whole verdict, so here both halves. The day he signs somewhere with targets, this price is wrong and you'll have hours, not weeks, to act on it. And if camp opens with him still on a couch, WR57 was charity.
Watch the transaction wire, obviously, but specifically watch the first camp hamstring on a contender's receiver core, because that's historically when veteran free agents get paid and playable. Until then, he is the best per-game producer in this range of the board with a usage projection of exactly 0. He's one of your guys? This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.